Greetings, DriveCast listeners. This is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus saying welcome to Friday's DriveCast edition. And today's topic is going to be storms and how the 12 disciples reacted to a storm in particular, and specifically how Jesus reacted to the disciples' reaction. And we find in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 35, Jesus is saying to the disciples, "Let's go over to the other side, or the east side of the Sea of Galilee, to the Decapolis region." But to do that, they had to cross the sea, which was 8 miles wide and sometimes 200 feet deep in places, and it set down in this bowl. And Mark chapter 4, verse 37 says, "This fierce storm of gale force winds hit, with waves so high that their boat was filling up." And the disciples were already timid and apprehensive about the voyage to the other side because they were heading into Gentile territory, but this storm seemed to put them over the top. And all the while, a physically exhausted Jesus is asleep in the stern of the boat. So the disciples wake Jesus with the question, "Master, don't you care that we're perishing?" Which literally, what they're saying to him is, "Are we to drown for all you care?" And Mark 4:39 says that Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves with a "hush, be still," or literally the term there is, "be muzzled." And the winds died down and the sea became perfectly calm. And then Jesus asked the disciples in verse 40, "Why are you so afraid or cowardly? Don't you have any faith?" I've had the experience of being in a similar sized boat the disciples and Jesus were in, and as a tour guide was taking us across the Sea of Galilee to experience that physical context of Mark 4. And thankfully, it was a beautiful weather day, yet it was easy to picture in our minds what it must have been like holding on for dear life in the middle of the storm on that little boat. The storms are nature's wrath, and we all know how intimidating they can be at times. They can blow up without any warning if the conditions are right, and they get our attention, and rightly so. But what I find interesting in Mark chapter 4, though, is this, that Jesus makes faith the issue, not the storm. And that's the key takeaway for me, is Jesus making faith the issue. Because he turns to his disciples in the middle of gale force winds and asks, "Why are you afraid? Why aren't you getting it? Why have you given this storm more attention than me?" And I must confess that not only have I been in a boat on the Sea of Galilee, but I've also been in the disciples' shoes, so to speak. I've been intimidated, I've been fearful and sometimes paralyzed by the sheer force of difficult storms in my life. And the reason? Well, the reason is because I've made them out to be bigger than Jesus is. And that's how I get into trouble. I focus so much looking for ways to bail water out of my boat that I forget how close Jesus is in proximity to me. You know, the disciples made the storm the issue. After experiencing Jesus casting out demons and healing the sick and causing the paralytic to walk again and miraculously healing a man with a withered hand, Jesus was making their lack of faith the issue, and rightly so. It's easy to forget or panic when storms in our lives blow up, and yet our first reaction when our boat starts taking on water should be to turn to our Savior and exercise faith in Him before we overreact to the effect of storms. So I encourage you to embrace the Jesus of Mark chapter 4, who has power over nature, who can calm the storm with the words, "be muzzled." And the best thing of all about him is he's promised to be right there in the boat with you. So let's pray to close out today. Let's just pray something like this. Let's just quiet our hearts before the Lord and just say, "Jesus, I acknowledge that you are ever present with me today. Teach me not to panic in the storm or to make more out of my storms than they really are. Help me, Jesus, to understand that when you want to make a person, you put them through storms to be stronger and better disciples when we reach the other side. Amen. So I want to thank you for tuning in to the Friday Drivecast, and I pray that your weekend is relaxing and that you can worship with us at one of our four locations this coming Sunday. And remember to listen again with us on Monday's Drivecast. God bless.